Aurora police are facing questions about their use of pepper spray and claims they used non-lethal weapons on protesters Saturday. Nine News reports that hours after the demonstrators began, police said the protest turned unlawful. Earlier on Saturday afternoon, thousands of protesters gathered at the Aurora Municipal Center demonstrating against the death of Elijah McClain, who succumbed after being detained by police in 2019. The peaceful assembly began at about 1 p.m., and at one point, protesters marched onto Interstate 25 and temporarily shut down the highway in both directions. A second rally, organized by Students for Elijah McClain, took place around 4 p.m. at the Municipal Center. Denver 7 reports that police said the demonstrations remained peaceful and there were no arrests or injuries reported. However, around 8 p.m., police then said protesters removed a barrier near police headquarters and tore down some plywood that was protecting windows on the municipal building. At about 8:20 p.m., Aurora police declared an unlawful assembly and said a small contingent of protesters were arming themselves with rocks and sticks and continued to ignore orders to move back. Officers then used pepper spray on demonstrators. One man who was sprayed said that he had first been shoved in the stomach with a baton. That scene contrasted sharply with violinists who were performing at the same time, honoring McClain, who played the instrument. The Denver Post reports that eight violinists in a circle played beautiful, soft melodies. People slowly walked over, leaving the riot gear-clad police, and sat on the pavement, lighting candles and listening quietly to McClain's favorite instrument. The use of force by police on Saturday night was one of the first after Senate Bill 217 was signed into law, making them more accountable for their actions. State Senator Leslie Herod, a Democrat, told Denver 7 that if you're not upset by what happened in Aurora on Saturday, you're not paying attention. She added that she is calling on Aurora Mayor Michael Kaufman to specifically address the use of chemical weapons on protesters on Saturday and to take swift action to rectify the situation. We'll hear more about what happened on Saturday and the Elijah McClain case after headlines. The city of Denver has reached an agreement with four people who sued over the police department's use of force during the George Floyd protests, officials said. The Associated Press reports that the plaintiffs filed their lawsuit against the city and the police department June 5th after claiming they were injured by law enforcement officers while protesting police brutality. The lawsuit claims officers misused tear gas, flashbang grenades, and non-lethal bullets during protests in Denver. A judge must approve the agreement. The details of the settlement are currently unknown, and the date when it could become final. The American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado filed a second lawsuit over the use of force on Thursday on behalf of Black Lives Matter 5280 in Denver. That loose lawsuit was not part of the settlement. Multiple groups in Denver are coming together to host a virtual town hall this week with a goal to create a task force to reimagine policing in Denver. CBS 4 reports that the Greater Metro Denver Ministerial Alliance is joined by the Interfaith Alliance of Colorado and the Denver Citizen Oversight Board. Dr. Robert Davis of the Denver Ministerial Alliance said that they need to ask themselves, what does it look like to bring community and policing and all of the various social services together to come up with a model that is unique for Denver. The virtual town hall will be Tuesday at 6 p.m. In Denver on Friday, city crews removed a statue of Kit Carson that had topped a monument in downtown Denver at the intersection of Colfax and Broadway. The Colorado Sun reports it's the third art installation memorializing a controversial figure to be removed from public spaces in Denver in 2 days. A city spokesperson said the removal was done proactively for safety and as a precautionary measure to keep it from being torn down, similar to the sculpture at Civic Center Park Thursday. Protesters tore down a Civil War statue at the Capitol early on Thursday morning, and a sculpture in Civic Center dedicated to Christopher Columbus on Thursday night. Glenn Morris, a leadership council member of the American Indian Movement, said that Kit Carson was as bad as and as evil as any Confederate general to black people. He added that racism against black Americans and oppression of Native Americans were intertwined as the two original sins, the U.S. genocide of indigenous peoples and the enslavement of Africans. The Denver Public Schools will return to in-person classes this fall. Superintendent Susanna Cordova said that at a Friday news conference that the district's 92,000 students will move back to in-person instruction for the school year at all of the district schools. School days will look a lot different for students with mandatory masks, health screenings upon entering schools, and modified schedules that keep cohorts of kids together. However, the Colorado Sun reports the district will also offer online schooling option for grades K through 12 to to accommodate families uncomfortable sending their kids back to classrooms. Meanwhile, a Denver elementary school principal has been removed from her position after an investigation found she discriminated against an 8-year-old black student because of his race. Chalkbeat reports that a letter from Superintendent Cordova to the school families says that Marisol Enriquez is no longer principal at Inspire Elementary School in Northeast Denver. The school's attorney wrote to the boy's grandmother saying that Enriquez had treated the boy in a manner different from a white student. The school board is set to vote on Monday whether to fire her from the district.